The announcement comes just a week after Rob Ford officially kicked off his re-election campaign. It also comes just days after new revelations about Ford. The Globe and Mail says two of its reporters viewed a new video of Ford smoking what appeared to be crack cocaine, and that the video was secretly filmed in the basement of Ford's sister's home last weekend. In addition, the Toronto Sun says it's obtained an audio recording of Ford being unruly in a bar and making lewd comments about Karen Stintz, one of his election rivals. Late last night, Ford issued a statement saying he's taking a 30-day break from his campaign and his mayoral duties to seek immediate professional help for his issues. He admitted to having a problem with alcohol. He tried to deal with it by himself, but he has realized he could not. He said he's now 100% committed to getting himself right. Reaction from critics was swift. John Tory, a challenger for the city's top job, says he's relieved Ford is seeking help, but he wants more decisive action.
Like Torontonians across the city, I am nonetheless deeply disappointed by these revelations of Mayor Ford's latest behavior. And for the good of the city, I call on Mayor Ford to resign from his office as mayor.
Ford, however, says he is not resigning, just taking a 30-day leave. And few believe he will be away any longer than that. That leaves him free to resume his current job as mayor and his run for a second term. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.